and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi, and here are the top stories. Congress Interim President Sonia Gandhi yesterday urged Prime Minister Modi to reduce fuel prices by partially rolling back excise duty, saying that the prices of petrol and diesel are at historic and unsustainable high. She said that the central government has unreasonably levied excise duty on petrol and diesel by Rs 33 and Rs 32 respectively, which is higher than the base price of these fuels. This is nothing short of extortion to cover up economic mismanagement, she said. The government may consider privatizing Oriental Insurance or the United India Insurance Company as their financial health has improved after a series of capital infusions. To further strengthen their financial health, the government is expected to infuse Rs 3,000 crore in the public sector general insurance companies during the current quarter. Prime Minister Modi-led NDA government is likely to frame a new national employment policy in the wake of massive job losses due to the coronavirus pandemic. Centre is planning to create a new policy in order to boost employment in the country. The government will carry out surveys and collect the necessary data to formulate relevant policy for every sector. The centre has roped in the Labour Bureau of India and Ministry of Labour and Employment to chalk out the contours of the policy. All India Kisan Sabha, one of the constituents of the coalition of farmer organisations agitating against the centre's new farm laws, has drafted an alternative law, Facilitation of Social Cooperatives for Agricultural Products Bill 2021, for the consideration of state governments. The model bill intends to ensure protection of farmers from exploitation by middlemen and large corporate entities. It will ensure additional wages for agricultural workers, additional price for products to farmers, and provide remedies for related matters. Serum Institute of India CEO Aadar Poonawalla said that the vaccine producer has been asked to prioritize Covishield produced by SII for Indians, along with balancing the needs of the rest of the world. Taking to Twitter, Poonawalla appealed to countries and governments to be patient and assured that the coronavirus vaccine will be available to the rest of the world who are purchasing the AstraZeneca Oxford doses from India. The US stood on Sunday on the brink of a once unthinkable tally, 5 lakh people lost to the coronavirus. A year into the pandemic, the running total of lives lost was about 4,98,000, roughly the population of Kansas City, Missouri, and just shy of the size of Atlanta. The figure compiled by Johns Hopkins University surpasses the number of people who died in 2019 of chronic lower respiratory diseases, stroke, Alzheimer's, flu, and pneumonia combined. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.